Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we move into the 4 o'clock hour, it's WEEI Afternoons. I'm Christian Arcan. That's Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us today on a hot one out there in the Commonwealth. There's people going to the beach today. I was like, what? Beach?
Why not?
It's 85 degrees. I mean, you gotta do something. You got to beat that heat.
If you can.
Yeah. It's still summer in some parts of the state, I guess. And,
I'll be going tomorrow.
There you go. I haven't been to the beach all year, but yeah, it's a nice one out there. I just haven't. I haven't made a trip. It's tough with the two-year-old. You know, it's tough because you got to wrangle him. And yeah, he's got a mind of his own. He's just out running around. I'm not chasing him all over the beach, running in the sand. I don't want to Robert Edwards myself.
So this is a you issue, because you are too lazy and or whatever to not chase your kid. You don't want to let him go dig a hole in the sand. Is there anything more classic than a young child in the summer digging a hole in the sand?
That is nice, and it is. We bring him up to the lake, so it's not like we haven't had any sort of beach experience. But I haven't gone down to, like, you know, the shore or anything like that.
Yeah.
I haven't gone down to the Cape.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I haven't gone down to Scituate or anything. I don't know. Is it supposed to be hot again tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be up around 80.
All right.
Get your ass to the beach and take your son with you.
All right, I'll take him down to the beach. I'll take him down there.
You can
wife's getting her hair colored tomorrow. Yeah, we can have a little bro day down at the beach. Why not?
Let's go. A little cooler, full of a couple, not full if you're solo, just a couple beers, not full of beers, but maybe a couple beers for
that'll look good. It's like, hey, isn't that guy over there wasted with his two-year-old son kind of looks like Arcan from host one from WEEI Afternoon Show.
At first, I thought you said we were going to say your wife was going to go so that you could kind of, you know, maybe cut back and relax a little bit. But if you're the solo parent on duty, yeah, maybe one or two beers is all you get.
Yeah, it's probably about right. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. A tough night last night for the Miami Dolphins, a game that they really weren't competitive in, and a game in which they lost their starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa in a play you just heard. I feel bad for the guy, but that was not a bad hit by DeMar Hamlin, and he really made the decision there to go head first, diving for the first down on one of their only long drives of the second half, really one of their only long drives of the entire game. And you heard it right there. He goes head first right into sort of the middle of Hamlin's rib cage there, and goes down. You saw his arms curl up. It was very reminiscent to what happened last time, although without sort of the finger stuff that you saw that we all remember. It was almost like I don't even know what to call that, but like it was ugly. It was another ugly scene. It was sort of a sad scene as you watch the guy who everybody 2 years ago thought was going to retire. I thought he was going to retire. I didn't think he was going to go back out there, and he did. He played all last season. He was the leading passer in the entire league last year, and this year you see him cut off to kind of a rocky start with that loss to the Jaguars week one, a non-competitive really game against Buffalo in prime time, and then here's the injury, just kind of the cherry on top, as now Tua is going to have to go through this entire process again, and that process is going to be if these doctors, which I'll be honest with you, Andy, I have no I have no expectation that these doctors are going to do the right thing here. I really don't. I have a feeling that these are the type of NFL doctors who will do whatever the team tells them to do. And if the team tells them, yeah, you got to clear this guy because we don't want to pay him $125 million to not play, then they'll do that. They'll do what the team tells them to do. And I hate to put it that way, but it just doesn't seem like, historically anyway, these team doctors have really shown much spine when it comes to this type of stuff.
Yeah, and it's the conflict of interest that players, you know, complain about. Right. And I do think he will probably consult with outside experts, get his own, you know, you go down that road. Now, I also don't know to what end. You know, we lived through the Reggie Lewis thing where there was an end goal in mind, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Tua will do it for true desire to have all the information or if he'll do it to find someone who'll tell him what he wants to hear, that he can go back to playing, if that's the case, whatever it may be. But I would think he would obviously consult with as many people as possible. I would hope his agent, his family, his coach right there, who tries to come off in a very genuine, emotional way. And if that's true, put your money and your support where your mouth is, right? Like, put Tua first. Don't put... Because, actually, let's go to the audio I talked about earlier. We have Antonio Pierce. This is a head coach of another football team, the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is the very simple, straightforward advice that he would give to Tua Tagovailoa.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
And that's a guy who made his living as a linebacker, literally kind of banging heads for a living. And it's not his player. He doesn't have a, you know, super close personal relationship with him like that exists with Mike McDaniel and the bond that they've developed really from day one. Remember how Mike McDaniel went all in upon arrival in Miami, like, Tua, you're my guy. We're going to make this great, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of people feel. Tony Gonzalez had comments like that making the rounds at Twitter. I think all of us just look at that and go, that's why you shouldn't play football, especially you, Tua. Like right there, like that instant reaction. And you mentioned it earlier. I even think it's almost misleading to say DeMar Hamlin hit him. He kind of hit DeMar Hamlin, and DeMar Hamlin kind of caught him.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of like...
Tua initiated every part of that contact, yes.
And it was a weird thing where it wasn't helmet to helmet. It was more a snapping of the neck sideways when he made contact with Hamlin's body.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't know what damage has been done, right? And all this CTE stuff and the things that you can't apparently still find out until autopsies. And God knows we don't want to go down that road for 40, 50, 60 years with Tua to find out what is going on with his brain. So that is the next step in this that I find concerning, interesting, questionable. Which doctors are going to tell him what? Like you seem to think or I think you have a certain skeptical nature toward doctors of NFL teams that work for the teams. Like there's an inherent...
Absolutely, I do.
Right. So, okay, he gets that. They say one thing. He goes to this doctor, you know, oh, we're going to go up to Boston or we're going to go down to Alabama. We're going to... But in the end, I don't think any of that... We know for a fact it's safer if he doesn't play again, right? That's a fact. If he never plays again, it's safer for him. And there's more risk if he plays again. And I'm not a doctor, but I've seen it. We've seen... that he is susceptible to concussions. It's just the reality of his history of injuries or maybe just his genetics, his makeup, his physiology. But we know for a fact, like, I've seen it. We don't need a research study to tell us anything. We've researched it with our own eyes over four times, right, in the last year and a half.
Yeah, and we got all sorts of different camera angles of it, and we saw
right.
it up. It's
gross.
Hey, basically, everybody,
it's gross.
Everybody could see it. Everybody knows what's going on. We all watched them walk off the field with a limp for some reason, even though it was a head injury. Like, yeah, there's definitely no more mystery here. Like, this is going to be one of those things that I think the court of public opinion is going to be very loud about, and whether or not you're a Dolphins fan or you even care about Tua in the first place, you're watching a guy out there who's trying to play and who is just susceptible to these types of injuries. I mean, that's all there is to it. He goes out there and there's a high risk for him and it just keeps on happening. I mean, there's no nice way of putting it. Now, they're going to have to go on and the Dolphins are going to have to field the team, and whatever happens with Tua, if he's done for the year or if he ends up retiring or what, they're going to have to do something here. How extreme of a step should they be taking right now? I think they should be going under the assumption that Tua is either done for the year, or if he does come back, it'll be temporary, and they'll have to shut him down again at some point later. I think that's what you plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? I mean, like, that's sort of what I think they should be doing, and if that's what they're doing, who should they look at?
Duval!
Oh, is that Mac Jones'
voice?
That
is indeed. That is Mac Jones trying to be cool.
I know we talked about it earlier. I do think Mac Jones makes a lot of sense, and I got a text from an angry pal that was like, did you watch Mac Jones? He effing sucks. Why would the Dolphins want him? Okay, he had a bad ending in New England. No one's going to dispute that. He had a nice start in New England, and never in New England did he have the type of talent he would be able to work with. Well, Jonnu Smith technically is on the Dolphins.
That's true.
The Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle part of the talent, the A-chain and the running game part of the talent, and I would even say Mike McDaniel's offense is friendlier to the quarterback, or maybe easier on the quarterback in ways, and because that's a Shanahan offense, and that's what everyone's always told me. I remember talking to Jimmy Garoppolo when he was running Kyle Shanahan's offense for the scout team in the Super Bowl against the Falcons, and he's like, it's really QB friendly. It's really fun to play offense for him in this scheme. And so he goes to that scheme, gets good coaching again, gets good talent around him, and gets an opportunity that maybe he didn't see coming. Because I was wondering how Mac was going to rebuild his career, his confidence, what opportunities would come. And maybe this is an opportunity, because I don't love a lot of the other candidates. Like, who else is as... Mac Jones has led a team to the playoffs, correct?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, he has. Well, so is Joe Flacco. I mean, Joe Flacco's won a Super
Bowl. Joe Flacco's 137, and he's a stiff. He's an absolute stiff. You could put a totem pole back there, and he'd have more movement ability than Joe Flacco.
He's better than Deshaun Watson last year. There's also also Carson Wentz.
Was that Shannon Sharp or Mac Jones?
I believe that was Mac Jones. Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, if we're talking old guys. Then there were the Neverwers, and I'm just talking backups here. There's Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham.
Zach Wilson. I don't know. I mean, I'd rather Mac than Stidham. Kenny Pickett, Drew Lock, Davis Mills. And then there's the last group, which I think Mac's in, and that's the Aiden O'Connell, Sam Howell, Jake Browning, guys who started last year and didn't completely embarrass themselves, Tyson Bagent, like those guys. I think that's probably the highest tier of backup right now. And I'd put Mac Jones at the top of that list. I would. I don't think that there's anybody on there who you look at as a better resume than Mac Jones.
So let's use some of these guys. So Mac Jones is behind Trevor Lawrence. You have Browning behind Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow was doing the weird flex thing, and I know he wanted to.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Laugh off the water bottle clip and everything. I don't really care about the water bottle. It's you were flexing nonstop. You felt something in that.
You were
didn't
squeezing
feel
that
right.
wrist the whole time they saw this, you. Yeah.
So what would it take if you're one of those teams? Let's just use those two for example. What would it take for you to trade your backup quarterback in a league where... What's the number? 69 people? 68, 72, whatever the hell it was last year, started games?
I think it was 67.
Okay, 67.
That's a lot. There's a lot of QBs.
There's 32 teams.
35 of them are on the Cleveland Browns, but yeah.
Right. So what would if you have Mac Jones and he's your backup and you feel comfortable with him being your backup, or you have Browning and you're comfortable with him being your backup and you have playoff aspirations, what would you need to get in order to trade that guy?
I think you need to get, at this point, we're talking third round pick, maybe even if it's like a high, I don't know about if Mac Jones is considered a high quality one, but like, I'm thinking like late second, early third is probably where I'd set that market. Yeah, you're giving up your insurance, but you're giving it to a team that's desperate for a quarterback. So you can ask for a lot.
Right, but it's also a team, if those two teams in particular, you might be battling those teams for a wild card spot.
Maybe.
And you just gave life to their season. So if I'm negotiating, I'm asking for more. I mean, I know it's ridiculous. I'm asking for a second round pick for Mac Jones. You really want a quarterback? Like if the Dolphins call. Now, you got to be careful not to overplay your hand.
Right.
How much do you think they want him, or do they not care? Are they calling 17 teams and offering a fifth-round pick, and whoever says yes, they'll take that quarterback?
Or calling Tom Brady.
Or we keep dismissing, could they just go with Skylar Thompson?
They could. I don't think they will, but they could. I mean, I think that's their most obvious option. And
are
it's
we
not
sure he's worse than Mac?
Yeah, I think he's worse than Mac.
But are we sure?
Based on what I've seen of him in 2 years ago, I'd say, yeah, it was him and Bridgewater, right? They were the two backups, and then Bridgewater got hurt, and they put Thompson in, and he couldn't do anything. So maybe he's gotten better in the last 2 years, and maybe Mac's no good. Although Mac lately, if we're talking about Mac lately, he was very good in the preseason. He's a top quarterback. He was the best player in the entire preseason, I'd say, quarterback-wise. He had the best QB rating. So, I mean, listen, Skylar Thompson wasn't doing that.
We're counting that? We're counting preseason action now as the reason why you're going to give up a second-round pick for Mac Jones?
I mean, listen, if it's between that and Skylar Thompson, who wasn't doing that in the preseason, then I'd say yes.
Did you see the last 2 years of Mac Jones?
I certainly did. I saw him up close, and I did not care for them, but I also didn't see him throwing to Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and all those other things you just mentioned. You put him in a real offense, I think Mac could run that offense. I think the Dolphins could be a playoff team with Mac Jones as their quarterback. I'd stand behind that.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to push back there. I kind of wanted to poke your buttons and argue a little bit. But the reality is, I think they probably could be a playoff team. Because part of it, to me, is I carry over the idea that this is the San Francisco offense.
Right.
And the San Francisco offense has found different quarterbacks and made it work.
Everybody except Trey Lance.
Right. Well, because he's not really a quarterback.
Right.
But everybody said, oh, if Mac Jones had really gone three instead of Trey Lance, what would his career look like? It'd be so different. He'd be the star quarterback in San Francisco, throwing all those weapons, taking advantage of the
running
game.
A budding dynasty in San Francisco right now with Mac Jones. A couple rings, yeah.
Didn't Kyle Shanahan want to draft Mac Jones, too, in the
he
first
did.
Place?
He thought the Patriots would trade up and get him, and then they just didn't. They went Trey Lance instead. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll continue with this conversation. We'll look ahead to the Patriots here and the Seattle Seahawks. Gerard Mayo talked about Jacoby Brissett. And also we'll hear from Alex Van Pelt, who spoke with Keefe and Jones earlier today. And we'll get to your phone calls as well. But first, here's Brian Frazoco with What's Trending.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.